The saying an apple a day keeps a doctor away might be old news. What we hear in the news these days is an apple a day fritters savings away. This is with record level food prices pulling the inflation rate back up to the 3% range. As inflation stays hot amid rising household debt, the headache continues for the Bank of Korea despite clear indications of a U.S. rate cut. Where is South Korea's inflation headed and when can we begin to discuss rate cuts? For further insights, we now connect with Professor Shin Se-dun, economics professor at Sungmyung Women's University. Good morning, Professor Shin.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Have you gone grocery shopping recently and noticed the high prices?
Every week I go to a grocery store, and actually the prices of fruits and some vegetables have been rising very rapidly, not just in a couple of months recently, but it's been going up almost a year, I think.
Was it really because we had bad, unpredictable weather and crops were of little harvest and that's what's to blame? We're just trying to make better sense of why fruitflation is here and here to stay perhaps longer than expected. So just to look at the numbers, prices of fresh fruits in Korea rose to the highest level in over 3 decades, contributing over 80% to overall inflation last month. So can you help us understand, when will we begin to witness fruitflation cool down?
Yeah, I mean, in the government and Department of Statistics say that the reason for the so-called fruitflation is because of bad weather last winter. Especially, the last winter has been so warm. And also, lack of sunlight has deteriorated the crop, in the fruit crop last winter. But if I counted the number of, consumer inflation, fruitflation has caused about 0.2 percentage point. And another, 0.3 percentage point has been contributed by consumer durables. So the February inflation statistics is caused about half by the fruitflation and another half by consumer durables. So, even if the bad weather disappears this probably autumn, still, the problem is the consumer durable prices has still lingered. So it's going to be very difficult to expect, the inflation come down below 2%.
And even when it comes to immediate sort of relief, there are export restrictions on apples and pears that make it fundamentally difficult to lower prices in the short run too, right?
Yeah. And also, I think there is some problem in distribution channel because in Korean in the fruit market, the distribution channel has a huge impact upon the prices. And they control supply, and they control the supply through the warehouses. So I think government has to look at, the distribution channel in order to remove, a certain kind of inflation caused by the distribution channel. So I think it's going to be very difficult. First, the bad weather is out of control, and there's no guarantee that, there's going to be a good weather this fall. So the only thing that we have to do is, import a tremendous amount of apples and fruits from outside. But as you know, the agricultural export has been controlled by the government. It's going to be very difficult to import a huge amount of apples, oranges, tangerines from outside.
Okay, so for the time being anyway, and the foreseeable future, prices will remain high. That is not good news, Professor Shin, but that is the realistic forecast. The Bank of Korea hinted that a rate cut within the first half of this year will also be unlikely as Korea's inflation rose back up to the 3% range in the month of February. So when do you expect, based on your expertise, that the BOK will start cutting rates?
Well, the last month of February, the CPI actually increased over, January from 2.8% in January to 3.12% in February. So It is sure that, you know, in Korea, inflation is not dying down. Actually, it is coming up. And as the government says and the Bank of Korea says, it's because of the fruitflation. But to my analysis, it is not just in the fruitflation. As I said, consumer durable prices has been rising very rapidly. So it's going to be very difficult for Bank of Korea to lower their key rate, even if, you know, the United States lowered the rate in a few months, you know, probably June or July.
Speaking of which, the U.S. Fed will also hold its monetary policy meeting come this Thursday. While U.S. inflation rose slightly last month, what's expected out of this upcoming meeting?
Well, you know, in the United States, the reason for rising inflation is because of transportation. And the reason for transportation prices has been rising is because of, you know, the energy prices. So it's going to be very difficult for you know, Federal Reserve to cut the rate in the face of rising inflation. So contrary to the, you know, expectation of the market, which believed that the Federal Reserve will be lowering their key rate at least five times this year, I think it's going to be impossible. The key point is whether Federal Reserve will cut the rate three times. And in the market yesterday, there's been talking about no cut at all, you know, from the Federal Reserve, considering recent inflation movements. So so we have to see, you know, day after tomorrow, or whether, you know, the summary of economic projection will come out.
Based on your predictions, a Fed rate cut in the near future is unlikely. But just to look at a hypothetical future, the BOK stated that U.S. rate cuts would help improve Korea's domestic monetary policy conditions. Maybe you can help us understand the basics here. Can you elaborate on the positive impact U.S. rate cuts would have on the Korean economy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, U.S. rate has been 5.5%, and Korea's key rate has been 3.5%. The gap is 2 percentage points. If the United States lower its key rate, then first, Korea could lower its rate from 3.5% to, you know, probably 3%. And by lowering that, you know, the gap between the United States and Korea, the Bank of Korea would expect that there will be a reduction in pressure for capital outflow, and also it could stabilize exchanges. So it's going to be pretty helpful for Korea and the Bank of Korea if the United States lowered the key rate. But in my expectation, it's going to be very difficult within 3 month period that the Federal Reserve will not be cutting their key rate considering inflation.
Here's another forecast. I'm wondering if your forecast aligns with it, Professor Shin. The Korea Economic Research Institute projected Korea's economy to grow 2% this year on export recovery and easing global economic risks. What is your forecast?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the forecast is coming after January export, you know, statistic, which has grown 18%. But the figure for February, it was about a little less than 5%. Mm-hmm. So there's you know, tendency that the growth of export has been coming down. So I think it's going to be very difficult to expect, you know, very rapid increase in export. If that is so, I think the 2%, you know, economic growth for this year is going to be very, very optimistic forecast.
It may be difficult to reach in reality.
Yeah.
Okay. And for our final question today, I want to discuss the job market in South Korea. We added more than 300,000 jobs for the second consecutive month in February, led by solid job growth in the manufacturing sector. It seems that a closer look at the analysis shows uptick driven by jobs for 60 and over age group, while hires for 15 to 29 remains abysmal. So what is your analysis of the latest jobs report?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last month, the manufacturing sector has shown a pretty fantastic job, you know, a job opportunity. But that's, I think, is because of the base effect. Because the year before, last year, January, there has been about the 50,000 decline in the job for the manufacturing. So, you know, this month, you know, I mean, this year's a figure for about 20 or 38,000 job creation in manufacturing. It's just because of the base effect. So we should not be laughing about the statistics. And most of the 300, you know, jobs created this month is because of the information services, transportation services, and the public services. So, you know, the number 300,000 is a good news, but if you look at it, it's because of the public services and information services and transportation, and it's going to continue. But as you said, you know, most about 80% of the new job is because of the people over 65. So we don't believe that's a good job. We need to have a more solid and a better job opportunity down the road.
Professor Shin, I know the circumstances we're given, there is no good news in the econ section, but nothing of this segment was promising, not one bit.
Well, we are passing through the, you know, bad weather like winter, and we expect the spring will come sooner or later in the future.
Who knew you're such a poet? Thank you so much, Professor Shin. We'll speak to you again next week.
Thank you.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.